You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth, and this is Letters from Home. We're sharing stories from isolation, how Ohioans are getting through the pandemic alone and together, sometimes with laughter, sometimes with tears, but always with determination. Today, a story of one Ohioan handling an old challenge in new circumstances. Grace Zoldak is a high school student in Mount Vernon. She's been in treatment for anorexia nervosa and major depressive disorder since September. But when the pandemic began, it changed the course of that treatment. She joins us now. How are you doing, Grace?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty well. So just tell me, how has this time been for you in isolation?
It's definitely been challenging. There's a lot of obstacles that I wasn't expecting with my anorexia treatment.
What has that looked like? How have you accessed care when you haven't been able to go into a clinic or go into a doctor?
So I'm doing Zoom meetings with, I have a DBT therapist, so I'm doing Zoom meetings with her, and I'm doing Zoom meetings with my eating disorder therapist.
How would you say it's going? Do you feel like it's still effective? Do you still feel like you're getting the care that you need, even though it's far away?
Yes, I am having to do a lot more like self-motivation to really monitor myself instead of, like, for example, I have weekly weigh-ins at the clinic, but now I don't. So I have to really focus on listening to my hunger cues and making sure that I'm eating enough in order to maintain my weight.
This is such a challenging time on multiple levels, because not only can you not get this in-person treatment, lots of people are struggling with their relationship with food more than usual right now. Is that true for you?
I would say yes. It's definitely been, I'm not getting the same amount of movement that I get at school, just walking from class to class. So there's definitely been some anxiety about being more sedentary and not wanting to eat too much. But I've tried to be really open and honest with my therapists and my parents about it. And we've implemented like daily walks that I'm taking, and kind of trying to stay on an eating schedule.
Another issue right now is that we are really isolated. You're living with your parents, but still you can't see friends in person. Of course, you've lost your school year. How are you handling those factors that could exacerbate something like depression?
You know, something that a challenge that has come across is that my support system looks so different. You know, normally I have that in-person support from my friends, and really the staff and my teachers at school have been such a crucial aspect for me in my recovery that I've just had to take a step back and kind of rearrange my support system. I've had to learn to rely more on my parents and lean on them. Whereas before I kind of talked to my teachers, I talked to my friends, I talked to my parents. You know, my parents are now getting the opportunity to be a larger support for me, and I feel like that's really helped our relationship.
You are so incredibly centered about this. You have a plan. It seems like you've got your head on straight. What advice would you give for people who are struggling with these issues right now, too, in isolation?
My advice would just be, you know, things we are all having to adapt right now. And our bodies are also having to adapt. So it's okay if you're gaining a little weight right now, if you're not exercising as much, because, I mean, the world is changing right now when our bodies are adapting with us.
Wow. Grace Zoldak, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you for having me.